Shalom Rabbi Yisrael Be'ez Hashem, we continue with Feres Yisrael, Shin 22, in Perek Ches, page Kuf Lamed in Rabbi Hartman's edition. That's once again page Kuf Lamed. And I'd like to give first a little introduction. It's a short Perek, so we'll have a short introduction. Is to the topic that we'll be discussing here in this Perek. It's really a continuation of the flow from the previous last few Prakim in regards to timing of mitzvahs, the reasons for the mitzvahs, and the like, where the Maral is going to bring a medrash explaining a conversation between Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and the Goy as to what's going on with us Jews, with Parah Aduma, and he's given an answer. A Talmid will say, okay, Rabbi, what's the real answer? To which he's going to say, the real answer is Hashem said, that's what we do. End the conversation. Okay? Now, the Maral is going to say that the reason why we do what we do and we don't do what we don't do is because that's the Ratzon Hashem. Irrelevant as to whether or not eating macholas asura is eating forbidden foods will be mailed a mezik ra, will create a bad nature in the person. As the Arishainim, like the Ramban, who will say that macholas asuras are forbidden because it's mailed a mezik ra. Now, the Maral is not agreeing with that mitzius. The person who eats shkotzim, ramosim, and the bugs and all the forbidden foods, and treifos, rachmalotzon, it is moiler mezegra. It does create bad nature. Now, I just want to point out, ein davar oymen fnei tshuva, a person does tshuva, the tshuva has the ability to burn out that ra. There's no question about it. That's for sure. But we're discussing what that ra does. The ra is in the aveira. And that's the Maral's point. The ra is in the aveira, not in the food that you're eating necessarily. It's because a person transgressed the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to prove this. And the reason behind everything as to why we do what we do is two words the Maral calls Seder Sichli. It's the Seder Sichli. It's the order of the Seichel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then when a person does the Ratzon Hashem by doing the mitzvah's essay and not violating the mitzvah's lois essay, he's staying in sync with the Seder Sichli, with the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person deviates from that, he's not following the Seder Sichli. Okay, with that introduction, let's see the words inside. He's Bay Lecha. We learned in the previous parak. The Torah is to mitzaref, is to pure, refine, to purify the nefesh of the person. Fine. That we clarified. Now it brings the Medrash and Medrash Rabbah, Yutes Ches. So you have a guy, bumps him to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So I feel I have something in common with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, where the fact that I'm not the only one that's asked the question, as to how did the Jews make a golden calf by my Italian body shop guy that I picked, wanted to pick up my car, and he says, can I ask you some questions? How did the Jews make a golden calf? This is the question he asked. So I have something in common. The guy asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He says as follows: Elon uvdoya the asun avdin nirim kimin kshafim. Those things that you Jews do with the Parah Aduma, it looks like sorcery. It looks like witchcraft. This is the question the guy is asking Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Atem aviim parah v'sarf ma'isa v'kaisr no'isa v'naitnes eifaro v'echad mikem mitam l'meis meis n'alav shnayim shloish atipin v'atem aymin loy taharto. So the guy is asking, you take this parah aduma, this red cow, you sarf ma'isa, you after you burn it, you cut up you crush up the ashes, you put in the water, you sprinkle on the 2-3 drops on the person, one person becomes tameh, and then you tell him, ah, taharta, you're pure. Says, looks like sorcery. Amar lohi. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responds back to this goy echad, and he says to him, did you ever have this ruach ra, this spirit, evil spirit, enter you. Amaloi nichnas b'cha ruach hazazus miyamecha. So he says, Amaloi, loi, nah, I never had such an experience like this. I was never possessed. Reisa adam shenichnasa b'y ruach hazisa. Have you ever seen anybody who had this ruach ra enter the person? Amaloi, hey, sure, I've seen it. I've witnessed it. Amaloi, so Asher b'yachim and Zakai, so what do you fellows do to get rid of this ruach ra from this person that went into the individual? Amar, he says, Amar atem oisim, Amar loy, mevim ikrim, me'ashnim tachtov. We brought herbs and from the ground, and we cut it, and we soaked it up, and we burned it. Umar beats in aleh mayim, and we add some water, and we pound it, and then we do all this concoction. Vibarachas. And then this evil spirit flies away. Says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Yishmu aznecho, masha ata maitzim b'icho. Let your ears hear what your mouth says. Let your ears hear what your mouth says. Kach haruach azeh, ruach tumo, dichsiv, v'gamez ha-neviyim, v'ruach ha-tumam, avir min ha-oretz. Mezin alav v'hu b'ireach. So too, brings a pasuk in Zechariah about how the ruach of impurity will be removed from the oretz. Fine. This is the conversation between this Goy Echod that approached Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. I have a difficulty. I don't understand. Why do you Jews do such funny things? He didn't ask the question, why are you wearing strings? So strings are tzitzis. You know, have you ever asked the question, why are you wearing strings? So they're referring to your tzitzis. But we don't think of them as strings. Think of whose string? What strings? So every year or two, I get a question around Sukkot time, of course, when I'm carrying my lulav back from shul. And the car literally pulls over from the middle of the road, says, excuse me, sir, can I ask you a question? What are you carrying the branch for? The green branch. I see a lot of people, what's the reason for carrying the green branch this time of year? I get the question. Okay, you know, it's not in Flatbush here, not in Lakewood, Muncie. We're in Valley Kinwood. So he gets this question like this. Not in Shlomi Arkadish, of course. Fine. So Yechem Ezaka, he got his share of questions like this as well. Now look at the Talmidim who were there respond and say now. Amu Talmidov, lezed dechisa bekane. Okay, Rebbe, we understand. You gave him the bone. You gave him an answer that made him feel happy. What's the real answer? Rebbe, what's the real answer to the question? Dechisa bekane. You pushed him aside with anything that, you know, be make him happy. Lanu ma toimer. But what will you tell us? Amr lahem chayechem. Lo yameis metame. You want to know the emes? Lo yameis metame. Lo yamei metarim. In other words, it's not that I wasn't telling the truth, but I told him what would appease him to go away. Lo yameis metame. Lo yamei metarim. It's not the meis that's tame. It's not the water that purifies. Elo ama kodesh baruch hu. This is my gezeiros, these are my decrees, and you are not permitted to transgress them. As the pasuk says, these are the chukas ha-Torah, the laws, the statutes of the Torah. Adkan. That's the end of this piece of the Medrash. Hinei, says the Maral. He told them the mitzvah of Torah, they have this intrinsic benefit to themselves. Like he told them, the paraduma is a physical cow that has this capability, that of course Hashem created with the whole concept, to remove, in the physical sense, this impurity, spiritual impurity. Now listen to what he says. It's like some people think. Now, who are these some people? This is the Rambam, the Halakha Rambam, and the Ramban, in number 11, as he brings down. He brings down 12 Loshon HaRamban. Kol oif ha-dayris le'oidom tamei. Every oif that's dayris, that tramples, that kills its prey. We're not talking about eating from the ground. We're talking about like the eagles and the like. So, kol oif ha-dayris. Is tame ki hatayra hechikaseyu mebnei shedomoy mechumum lachzarisoi. Its blood is hot for cruelty. V'noisein achzaris b'leiv. And a person who will eat from these forbidden animals will put cruelty into the heart of the person who eats from it. V'hinei tam me'isr, says the Ramban, b'oifes b'mnei achzarius toloisom. The reason for the Isser is because of the achzarius, the cruelty that it brings out. This is what the Ramban says. The back on top says the Maral, v'chei nosan tam b'dam v'chei lev k'moy shekulom hei mo'ili de mezegra, that it gives a reason for all these things because they're mo'ili mezegra. V'chol advarim ha'ilu, says the Maral now, v'chol advarim ha'ilu. Once again, all of these things, strong words now, we're talking about the great Ramban and the Rambam. Ein behem mamish l'in iser shalahem. They have no shaychus, no connection to why they're forbidden. Now the Maral will say very clearly, you'll ask the Maral, do they create a mezek ra in the person? Yes. Will it create a timtum alei, which we're going to see in the next paragraph? Of course it does. Maral's not disagreeing with the Gemara. Gemara Yuma Daf Lamed Tes, we'll see the next line. But is that the tam hadavar? Is that the reason? No. Take a look at number 14, please. Very important. Elo. Elo. Hamitzvus kulon. Shaychus l'seder sichli. These are those two words we mentioned. The mitzvus have this connection to the seder sichli. Seder means order. Sichli means the intellect. The order, the intellectual order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das. This is how we're going to try to understand what the Maral is saying over here. V'al piv nikvu ha'iser v'hamuter. As is explained in the previous parak. That according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created what's mutter and what's aser. Now, I want to make sure it's clear. Every single thing that's in the Torah, every mitzvah, every choyk, everything has a reason. As the Maral says later on in this parak, everything. Whether or not we understand it is totally irrelevant to the fact of the first line of this paragraph, which is, Ki ha-Torah hitziru v'zikuch nefesh adam. The Torah itself, the Torah HaKadosh itself, is there that purifies you when you do the mitzvahs. Now let's just give a little example. And we have the doctor here in front of us. I think you'll agree. I think everybody will agree to this. The layman, like myself, when I'm prescribed medicine to take, I have not the foggiest idea how it works. What do? I listen to the doctor. If I go to the doctor, I have confidence that I trust what he... What else am I going to do? Why am I going to the doctor I don't trust? So I go to the doctor, I checked out, I know it's good, fine. And he's the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me the medicine I need to take. Do I know what it's doing to my body? All I know is that it's Baruch Hashem helping me. That's the mashal. The nimshal is the same. You hear the nimshal very clearly. The nimshal is very simple. You're doing the mitzvah. Do you understand exactly how the mitzvah is being payel, how it's producing a situation, how it's mitzarif, mizachich, how it's refining and purifying? Absolutely not. You don't necessarily have to know what's going on. But just like the physical medicine goes down your mouth and goes into your body and is taking care of the pain or making sure there is no pain, it's doing what it has to do. And it could be, I believe, sometimes even doctors don't necessarily know how it works. But they know that that medicine is the one to take. Is that correct? You could say that on the recorder. Maybe yes, maybe
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of the time you just know the basic. Like,
okay, very good. Yeah, very good. Right. I'm not saying nobody knows. I'm not saying... Even more so, the layman doesn't know. Allah has come to come. Ain't a daima. We can't compare. Ben kodesh l'chol. How do we kodesh l'chol? Elif alfei elofim. When you have, when you're dealing with the Torah HaKadosh, the das elyoin, the understanding of a kodesh baruch hu's rotzen, it's the seder sichli. Now, he says further, ki ha-mitzvah is the film 14, very important. Ki ha-mitzvahs hein dvarim sh'einan tviim. The mitzvahs are not natural. This is exactly where the Ramban, this sentence of the Ramban over here is really, if we can focus and understand this, we'll understand the whole parak. It's not natural. It's not. This is what the Maral's his main point. Ki yesh shoyu aimrim. There are those that want to say that the Torah is according to the nature, teva. And that which the Torah HaKadosha forbade to eat forbidden foods, ma'achos asurais, is because of the teva. Says the Maral, v'dover zeh einoi. This is incorrect. This is not so. Because the reason why it's asur is because Das Seder Sichli, the Seder Sichli, the Rotsam Kosh Baruch Hu said, Chuko Chakakti Gezer Gezarti Iyat Roshoi Lavar Gezer Roisai. The Perek Omer Lam Amuna in the second paragraph, next paragraph. We bring a Gemara in Yom Daf Lamed Tes. It's the top of the Amud, very important Gemara. The Pasuk says, the Gemara brings a Pasuk of Init Mesim Bom. Tono Rabbi Shmuel. They learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Aveiro is a tamtem libus l'adam. The Aveiro, an Aveiro that a person does, it makes a person dirty. It's a tamtem libus l'adam. Spiritual dirt. Shenemar al titamu bohem, v'nit meisim bom. Al tikrei v'nit tamtom, ela v'nit matom bohem. He became tummy through them. Hare, that's the Gemara. Hare. In other words, when a person does an Aveira, whatever the Aveira is, he now is bringing tumor, spiritual impurity, into himself. The same way a person is playing in the mud, he gets dirt on his hands, and when you wash the soap and water, you see all the dirt come off. When a person does an Aveira, he doesn't see it. He's mitamtein. Is nefesh. Now, a person does tshuva, we still don't see it, but he can remove it. Says the Maral. Hare, ki loy omru rak aveiru metamtam libo shel adam. Go back to the Braisa. Tono Rishmol. Aveiru is metamtam libo shel adam. What is metame the libo shel adam? In the Beis Medrash of Rishmol, the great Tana, they learned what's metame is the aveira. V'omar ki atimtum azeh mitzar aveira ki mibnei she'ovar ha-mitzvah. The person transgressed the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher roi lo'odom. The mitzvah is for the person. The person is supposed to do his exercise. The person is supposed to take his vitamins and his medicine, and he doesn't do what he's supposed to do. He's physically hurting himself. And so too, a person's transgressing the Das Sichli, the Seder Sichli, the Rotzon of Hashem, he's spiritually hurting himself. Asheroi lo'odom, because it's fit for the person. Mitzar asher nafshei nefesh elekis kimoi shamayin, because the person is not just a physical walking skeleton with a bunch of sinews and blood and everything else that create the Adam. His nefesh elekis. He's a spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he does the Ratzon Hashem, he's connecting to Hashem. And when he's transgressing the Ratzon Hashem, he's offending, he's attacking, he's hurting, harming himself. Take a look at number 17. Pirush. What does it mean that the Braita says it's the Averas Mitam Teim Libi Shalat? And what does this mean? Afa Bisha Pasuk Zeminit Tamim in Tamim's Bomb. Isaac be Isimachos Asura, even though the Pasuk of Minitamtam Bom, don't become tummy with them, is talking about Machos Asura's forbidden foods. Mikomokum Chazal Tolu as Timtum Halev, Hanoiva Mimachos Asura's Elu, but Averish Bedover. This is the diuk that the Maral is making, that the Gemara is talking about Machos Asura's. The Gemara could have said, it's that a person, Tana, could have said, Rabbi Shmuel, said, Ma'acholos asurois metamtom libo shel adam. Gemara could have said that. Then Maral wouldn't have this proof. You hear the proof? It's the Aveira. It's because the person transgressed the Rotzon Hashem. And that's the Chukah Chakakti, Gezeira Gezarti, I ato Rishoy Lavar Gezeira Yisai. You cannot violate, transgress my Rotzon. It's the Aveira is metamtom libo shel adam. It's the Aveira. Back inside in the bottom, last two lines. But Aveira Shebedover, it's the Aveira. Shehi hi hametamtemis libo shel Adam. It's the Aveira which is metamtem the heart of the person. Leitolu es estimtum alev b'maychel atzmai. B'bechines ein orud memes el hachet memes. Similar to what the Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel says, there was a case over there where there was a snake that was killing people. So, I believe it was Rechina ben Daisa. He put his foot in the pit of the snake, and the snake bit his foot, and the snake died. So what's pshat? It's because you have a tzaddik like this, Rechina ben Daisa. I didn't look with Gemara, I believe it was Rechina ben Daisa. Tzaddik like this, then such a madrega of Naki Michet, it's no Averis like this, basically. So, it's not that the snake is nameless. The snake's not killing. It's the Avera which kills. Oh, the Avera kills? Oh, I don't have the Avera. So, the snake bit him. The snake died. And the problem was, the snake died. He was bringing out from here that it's the Avera, which is Metamtein. What does Avera mean? Let's be clear. It doesn't mean because he ate the Ma'achalos of Surais. He transgressed the Ratzon Hashem. That's the point we have to bring out over here. It's not because he ate Ma'achalos HaSuros. If it was because he ate Ma'achalos HaSuros, the Gemara knows how to write. The Gemara would have said, Tanur Bishmal, he learned, Ma'achalos HaSuros Mintamtem Liba Shalodim. He wants to bring out, explains the Maral. The Maral is learning the Gemara here, just like you learn a Diuk, and any time, why does the Gemara say this, Pasuk say that? There's a diuk. Why does it say Aveira is metamtein? And it says Aveir because the person transgressed the Rasna Hashem. Let's go further. On the top of page Kuf Lamed Aleph, Lekach Aveira metamtein libo shel Adam. The Aveira is metamtein the lev of the Adam. The Aveira itself. Now, of course, it's the Ma'acholos Asuras in this example that created the Isser of the Aveira. But it was the Aveira meaning the person transgressed the Ratzon Hashem. I will ain zim itzad hateva shel hashratzim. It's not because it's this bug, it's this ant, it's this spider, it's this any creepy crawly, whatever it might be. V'im ki ha'emesu shekol advar hasur ma'ilid mezek ra. And I want to read those words again, because the Maral is saying, yeah, of course it's true. That these ma'acholos asuras, they create a mezek ra, just like the Ramban and the Rambam say. Of course, there's no question about it. Once again, let's read those words. Ve'im ki ha'emesu shekol hadvarim ha'asurim moilidim mezek ra. All of these forbidden asurim, they create a mezek ra. And unfortunately, if we're not makber and kashrus, this is what can happen. And I mean today, right now, Tavshin Pei Gimel 2023. This can happen. This does happen, Rachman Letzlan. It creates a mezek ra. Sometimes you don't even realize. People, they start swaying off from the derech of Yiddishkeit. And look at the Svarim. The Svarim on this topic, Ma'achalos HaSuros, they're full of these examples and unfortunate stories where they checked into it and lo and behold, the person was eating Ma'achalos HaSuros. He was eating forbidden foods. However, Ein Zeh Tam HaIsser. Ein Zeh Tam HaIsser. That's not the reason for the Isser. Raki Masha Asra Taira Isam Bazen Niraki Hem Dvarim Yeshbahem Shinoi. There's a Shinoi. There's a deviation. Deviation from what? From the Seder Asichli. From the order of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Seder, his Rots and his Seichel. The Yoitzi Michlal Shara Ma'acholim Shehem Tahirim. And they deviate from other Ma'acholim, other foods that are Tahar, as he says in 22. Vishinoi Zen Naiva Mafasa Seder Asichli. This change, this getting off the proper track, comes about the morale now is banging this point across. It's because the person is transgressing the rots and the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is deviating from the rots of Hashem, the track, like your train is on the track on the rail, and then the conductor changes tracks. The person is, by eating the Ma'achalos HaSuros, he's changing directions. He's mishane from the Seder Sichli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shvil ha'shinoi shebehem yimshach achareim teva zar mishune gamkein. And because of the shinoi, he's on now a different track. Yimshach achareim, it's not going to come after him as well. A tevazar, this foreign nature, this weird, different, mishuna, tevazar. Chmoshe kosavnu gamkein lemaila, as we discussed this earlier. So Rabbi Harman says, I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to when he says we discussed it earlier. Fine. Aval ein ze tama isse veheter. But says the Maral again, this is not the reason of the isse veheter. Shimkein, or you say, I tell you, sefer refu, or you sefer atevo. Because if this would be the reason, then the Torah itself would be a sefer refu, a book of medical do's and don'ts. As it says in number 25, atayr hi mi'al teva. The Torah Kedosha is above nature. Shari hasha'atayr hi madrega shminis. As we had learned, the Torah is madrega shminis. When do we learn some parakeet? Like we said earlier today on Shabbos, that the Torah Kedosha is in Pasuk Ches, in Kapitul Yotes. She al hateva, she nivro b'shiva simei b'reishis. The Torah was created before the physical world was created. Va'af harefuos oiskois rak b'tivi. And the refuos are talking about the physical. L'kach min animno hu she'atoyra tiyeh sefer refuos or sefer teva. And says the Maral, it's not within the realm of what we're discussing here to lower the understanding of the Torah HaKadosha that it is a book of medical suggestions. V'ka'asher heishi Rabbi Yechimen Zakeh l'goy ki mitzis ha'parah adumu al derech zeh v'hi kemoi pu'ulo yis ha'teva oy segulo min ha'segulo yis. And when Yechimen Zakeh responded in this vein about the parah adumu, that it has this pu'ula yisateva, this natural phenomenon that takes care of the problem. Amru loy, his talmidim said back to him, lezed dechisev kana, this one, the guy you pushed aside, he gave him something that satisfied him. Loy maloy, ki mitzvah teira al derech zeh. Aval anu, sh'anu yoidim ki ein mitzvah teira al derech zeh. We know the mitzvah teira is not such approach. What do you tell us? And he said to them, yes, of course, the mace is not mitame. Of course, the mace is mitame. If you're any Kohanim, don't go next to the mace and say, oh, Rabbi Greenspan said, I heard it, shir number 22 on the Maral Shir, page Kuf Lamed Aleph, that he said the mace is not mitame. I never said that. But I'm going to read those words again, that does say that. What he's referring to is in the physical sense, that's not the reason behind it all. Perush. Ki ein b'teva. Ki ein b'teva. She hameis metame, she yu hamayim metarim. It's not in the natural realm of things that it's the mace that's metame and the waters that's metahir. Shein kan dover tivi b'mitzvah zois. There's no natural phenomenon talking going on over here. There's nothing natural going on. What is it? This is my decree. This is my ratzon, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you, Klal Yisrael, are not permitted to transgress it. Let's see further in Kuf Lamed Aleph, second paragraph. Va'perush hu ki hakol mitzad haseid shenos Hashem zbarach lonu mitzvah sichlis mischayiv kach v'shil kach hametz metami el ha'odom. Why, says his Maral, why does a person who's not breathing anymore, whose heart's not pumping, is called dead, is not alive, why is that person tameh? Why is that person giving a spiritual impurity? Ki hakol mitzad haseder shenosan Hashem zbarach. Focus on the words. Everything is according to the order that Hashem gave us, mitzvah sichlis, these mitzvahs, intellectual mitzvahs. I use the word sichlis, intellectual, for no lack of a better word, is mischayiv kach, it obligates us, b'shvil kach, that's why, hames is metame el ha'odim, it makes a person tame, v'hamayim metarmi lov, and water makes a person pure. V'hakol mechayiv ha'chochma, hi ha'toyro, shenos na'ashim zvarach lo'odim. And it all comes from the Chochmas HaTayra Shenos Hashem's Barach Lod Hashem gave the person. Avol Sheyed Davar Zeh Tivi Davar Zeh Einay. But that this thing should be a physical phenomenon, absolutely not. Raki Kach Aseida Shel Hashem's Barach LaAdam B'Chochmasay Amitzad HaChoyk. Turning the page, Shushayich LaAdam. And according to this rule that is connected to the person, Hameis Mitamei V'Amai Mitarim. There's a reality. Why? Because Hashem, who created the world, created Adam, created what makes Adam Tamei and what makes Adam Tahar. Mebnei Kach Ein Lahara Achar Zeh Ki Amuk Amuk means Eno. Says the Maral, don't contemplate beyond what we're saying here, because you will not comprehend what's deeper than this, beyond this. And he brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Amuk Amuk means Eno. It's very, very deep. Who will find it? Ki Eina Torah Tivis. The Torah is not physical. She'ilu Hoisa Torah Tivis Hoya Zeh Kasho Ma'inina Tumah V'Tahara. If the Torah was a physical reality, then there is this question, as he says in the bottom 31, Hamlechama Bein Koiches HaKadosh V'Atumah Himelchama Shaloi Matzino B'Teva Dugmasa. These battles of Kedusha and Tuma is this war that you don't find in the physical comparison. Shekein ein b'soich ha-teva lo Kedusha v'lo Tuma. There's no, in the physical world, Kedusha and Tuma. And he says, take a look at the Pachal Yitzchak, Rafun Nezatzal, and Chanukah Maimer Beis, or his Beis, on this topic. Back on top, ki ein ha-toya tivis, she'idu wa'isa ha-toya tivis, Rak who say the sichli, this is the seide, the rotzon of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the das of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'im ki eino yodeya, v'eino mevin inin achoik hazeh, haloi ha-teira, loi nitnu rak letzarev ha-briyos. So the point where if you don't understand, and you can't comprehend this mitzvah and that understanding of the mitzvah, let us understand that we're discussing the das of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the das of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I mean, think of whatever topic is beyond your comprehension, whether it's metaphysics or whether it's trigonometry or whatever. I'm trying to think of something. You know, there are a bunch of things out there. You know, whether it's arithmetic, spelling, whatever the topic might be, parallel parking, whatever it is. Okay. Hitting a baseball that's thrown at a person at 100 miles an hour. You ever try doing that? It's the biggest joke in the world. You and I assume we're in the same category. We're going to be standing there. We're not. It's going to be a joke. We're going to appreciate what those professionals could do when to hit a home run, to put the ball on a bat, and the bat on the ball. We're going to be standing there, and the ball's going to be in the glove of the catcher. Did you throw the ball right? We're going to swing. We're not going to... You know how difficult it is to do that? Your time and everything? This is a joke. This is a joke. We're talking about Das Koinoi. We're talking about Kodesh Baruch over here. You don't understand the mitzvah? Amuk, amuk, mim tse'enu. We have to understand the starting point. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Seder Sichli. You know, there's first Seder. The first Seder is Medrash, right? The Seder is order. There's Seder and Yeshiva. This is the Seder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't begin to understand it. Mim Tzenu. Who can comprehend it? Rak. But understand and know that the same way you take your medicine, if a person has a headache, lo yaleinu, you have a headache, something small like this, you go to the cabinet, you take out your Advil, you take out your Tylenol, whatever you want to take out the Aleve, you pop it in, wait a little, whether it's placebo or not, speak to your doctors about it, and you start feeling better. How does that work? I have no idea, but I know it works. How is the mitzvah of the Mitzayah from Mizachich Lebriyos, the Adam? I have no idea. And we don't have to have an idea. Rak Kasher Whether you understand and know how this mitzvah works, or whether you don't. When a person follows in the path of the mitzvahs, that is how it is mezachich. That is how it purifies the mensch, the person. Okay, we're going to stop here. In the middle of the paragraph by Ki Atayra. And Mr. Hashem, pick up from this point next time. Just to review once again, the main point in one sentence is really that it's not because of the teva, the nature of the inyan of the physical animal, bug, whatever it might be, bird. It's because the person transgressed the Ratzon Hashem. That's where the Aveir, that's where the Timtam Lev comes from.